Hi, I'm Nicola O'Hara, and not so long ago, I navigated my way out of a successful corporate career to launch my dream online business and haven't looked back. Now I live a life of freedom and work where, when, how, and with whom I choose. I created this podcast to teach you the strategies that I learned and share the knowledge and tools I needed during my journey to business ownership, so you can make your move out of your day job faster, smarter, and with greater ease. Think of me as your mentor, teacher, guide, and cheerleader through the highs and lows of the career to entrepreneur roller coaster. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur feeling trapped, unappreciated, or unfulfilled in your job and long to break free to build a business and life you're passionate about, you're in the right place. The best time to start is right now. This is the Career to Entrepreneur Method. Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Career to Entrepreneur Method. Now, I've been hearing people say a lot recently that now is not the right time to start a business and leave their career, even though they long to do something different to help people, to make an impact in the world, or to make more money, or perhaps all of those things. They're just feeling that now is not quite the right time to start. And look, I get it. The world is in a bit of a state right now. Poor economies, weak leadership, and so much conflict. And it does seem the smart thing to do is to stay safe, stay where you are, stay small, and just ride it out until better times. But I have to say that many of the most successful companies in the world were started in difficult times. A time of economic uncertainty, for example, means there is less competition and there is more room for new players if you have a good idea and can be flexible in your approach. So there are definite benefits to entering a market now or sometime this year. I actually recorded a whole episode on this topic, so I'm not going to go off track and go into it right now, as it's not the focus of this episode. But if you'd like to know more about starting a business in difficult economic times and how it's a good idea, then go to episode 67, Why You Should Start Your Business Now, after listening to this episode, of course. I'll put a link to it in the episode show notes. Another thing to remember is that there really is never a right time to get started. There will always be challenges and obstacles to overcome. Sometimes you just have to go for it and work it out along the way. I know, it's easy for me to say go for it. I don't know your personal circumstances. But I do know in most cases, according to research, what looks like reasons for delaying are actually just excuses. So you have to be really honest with yourself. And ask yourself, is that really the reason? Or is it my own fear and self-doubt talking? And only you will know the true answer. But sometimes what is holding you back is a very valid reason. It really is just not the right time. And perhaps for you, the economy is a factor, but there are other factors that are in the mix. Maybe you need to wait for a while because you've got personal responsibilities. You've got children who need to get a bit older. You're caring for relatives, financially you're struggling, or your job is super busy as you're working on an important project this year. Or you may not be that well right now, and maybe you're ill and you can't afford to take on any more stress or something new. It just isn't the right time. Okay, so what do you do when it isn't the right time? Does that mean you forget about your business dreams for a while and say, one day you're going to get around to it? Or do you just give it up altogether because it was just a fantasy and other people get to pursue their passions, not you? No, you don't. That's not the answer, okay? You don't give up on it because it's important to you. There's a reason why you're feeling this way. There's a reason why you feel something's off in your life. Something's not quite right. If you're not happy, if you know you're on the wrong path, then you need to do something about it. And that's what I want to talk about in this series of episodes. So for this episode and the next two episodes, I want to talk about this. What you can do when it's not the right time for you to start a business or to even think of leaving your job yet. Because I believe that this is actually a fantastic opportunity for you. And you have to use this time to your advantage. I wish someone had told me all the things I could have done before I started my business, because there's so much you can do without the pressure of having to make money or of having to look after clients or having to do all the marketing that you need to do when you are up and running. It's really a time when you can enjoy playing with ideas to discover which passion you want to turn into a business, to try things out. It's just a golden opportunity. It's a gift. So if you're not going to be starting anything just yet, and maybe you're thinking 2025 might be the year you could leave, or maybe it's even more time than that, then make the most of your time now. So here's what I would do if I could go back to when I was in my corporate career and not ready to start actively creating my business. And the first thing is to think about when will be the right time. The time is not right now, but when will it be? Now, you don't have to hold yourself to this, but you do need to have some kind of goal in mind. So if whatever is holding you back is personal to you, you'll know when potentially there could be a better time for you, when you could start thinking about your business. Because when you start a business, or even when you just start creating a business, even if you're not launching it yet, it takes time to put it all together and to create everything. So if you can't start that preparation yet, you need to factor in time to create the business foundations. By that, I mean things like your business concept, business model, choosing a name, creating an offer, and building a launch plan. That all takes time. So the first date you need to choose is when you could start working on your business. The next date to decide is when you want to launch your business, and then when you want to actually leave your job. And they will be reversed depending on how you'd like to transition from your job. So there are two strategies you can choose from in terms of starting a business that allows you to leave your career. One is that you start a side hustle alongside your job. You create and launch a simple business and start selling. Then when you get to a point where you've managed to bring the business up to a level that actually will pay the bills, you can leave your job. Or my preferred option, you can create everything in advance. So everything to do with your business, you've tested your ideas, you know what your business does, you've created your offer, you thought of your name, you set it all up officially, everything basically that can be done but trading or selling. And alongside that, you can save a cushion of money to pay the bills in the first few months and then have some kind of backup plan in case the business doesn't take off like you hoped. Then you can launch your business as soon as you leave your job, because everything is in place, ready to go, which personally I think is a lot cleaner and easier if you can make it work for you. I did record a whole episode on this topic as well. I can't remember the exact number. I think it's 115 or 116. Anyway, I'll put the link in the episode show notes for you. So in that episode, I talk about why I think it can be a bad idea for some people, depending on the type of job they have, to start on the side hustle route. So if you haven't got a hugely demanding job where you actually can work 9 to 5 and you have the energy when you finish, then a side hustle can be a great route. But if you don't, if you have a very demanding job, lots of hours and lots of demand on your mental and physical energy, then I would recommend that you wait until you leave and then launch. So the options are hustle then leave, or leave then launch. Choose a strategy that works best for you and your circumstances. Okay, so getting back to setting dates. Number one, choose the date you will start creating your business. So when you will just physically start saying, I am creating a business, I'm going to launch. Then choose the date you'd love to launch that business. So either as a side hustle or full time. And then choose the date you'd love to leave your job by. So I always call this your independence date. But choose that. This will be before or after your launch, depending on the strategy that you prefer. Okay, I hope that makes sense. As I said before, these aren't set in stone, but it's a really good to have something to aim for, whether that is at the end of 2024 or even into 2025. No matter how much time you have to wait, there are always things you can do right now to feel like you're moving forward. You don't have to leave everything on the one day shelf, because if you do, I promise they're going to get forgotten. You can take down some of the tasks from the shelf and do them now. Tasks that will make it so much easier for you and make it much more likely for you to succeed when you do finally launch your business. So in the next few episodes, I'm going to talk about those tasks that you can be doing right now. The bottom line is, you don't need to forget about your business boss dreams just because they're not possible to put into action now. There's plenty you can do to keep you on the path to eventually being in the position to launch your business, make an impact in the world, and create your ideal lifestyle. By putting some dates in place to aim for, you're showing yourself and others that it is not something you're going to forget about. You will make it happen, even if it's not right now. That knowledge will give you the confidence to do what's needed to transform your ideas into reality and keep taking action. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you resonated with anything I talked about, please take a moment to subscribe and you'll be notified when the next episode is released. If you want to read about the key points I mentioned, then go to the show notes. The link is in the episode description. And remember, life is short. Become your own boss and make it count.